to SOS, aka Success Over Struggles, where you'll discover ways to push through challenges, plus insights from amazing professionals in different career paths and their struggles face.
Guys, welcome back to SOS. I'm your host, Chase Pack. And by the way, we actually have some super exciting news, and I say we because we have a team. Super awesome. So what I want to do is introduce y'all to my good friend, Josh Pacheco. Josh.
How are you doing, Chase?
Good, man. It's great to have you aboard. And you guys, you're going to see Josh throughout. He's phenomenal. He has a background in, you know, video editing, in also acting, also modeling, right? Like, you've done it all, haven't you?
I don't know about all, but I've kept myself pretty busy throughout the years. It's crazy. You and I met, almost 8-10 years ago.
Yeah.
We worked together, and now life has done a whole circle around where now we get a chance to work together in something that I find so exciting. Since to kind of give you a little bit of background, I'm originally from Caracas, Venezuela, and so I'll be bringing a little bit of that flavor. But yes. The reality is I was able to learn and live the struggles of an immigrant family starting from scratch, you know, here in the U.S., and see the reality that success is real. You know, the struggles will always come, but the success will always follow. For many reasons, and it's up to us to make that happen, right? And I was able to see that with my father, and having the opportunity to kind of share some of that those experiences, and like you said, I've for the last few years I've dedicated to my full time work, but at the same time involved in communications and entertainment, where I kind of started. Hosting events and fundraisers and weddings, and now like you said, I've done quite a few little commercials here and there, and excited to be part of this now.
Yeah, super excited. All of you out there, you know, whether you be driving, whether you're mowing the lawn, maybe you're shoveling snow by now, right, in some areas, or doing a commute, getting ready for the day, listening to this, it's exciting, let me tell you, because Josh brings the energy. As he mentioned, he has some spice to him. Does speak Spanish, así que puede ser vamos a hablar en español entonces.
Dale.
Yeah. So you might see some of that, and really glad to have him on. So you know what? What we're gonna do today, too, you guys. This is such a fun episode. Is really talk about the definition of success, because. You know, if we were to go back, Josh, right, like what, 30 years ago, people, we could ask them. And the definition was, oh, well, it's if you have a lot of money and, you know, coming out of nose, right?
The house.
Yeah, exactly.
The house at the in the suite of the company.
Yeah, definitely. Nowadays, it really has evolved. And tell us about that, Josh. Why you want to hit on this for everybody?
You know, I definitely think that society has come to rotate and see things differently on a different perspective, because at least for me, I know I've come to realize that it's not all about money, right? Yeah. Money helps and facilitates, you know, based on you know certain statistics to a certain point. Life, right? And that in turn helps us with some happiness, right? I mean, if you can't supply the basic needs of life, the Maslow hierarchy, it's going to be a little bit harder to find that happiness and find success in your life if you know the basic needs aren't met, right? But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you know, if that's being met, then you know, really what lies beneath and what you accomplish in those dreams and in those aspirations is where those success lie. And what's interesting is that one of my favorite quotes, actually, you can find them on the on the floor of Nu Skin.
You found it on the floor of Nu Skin, huh?
Yes, yes. A little plug in there. We didn't get paid to say that, but in that building, there is a quote that says, "There is power in dreams, in imagination, and in the courage of those resolved to make their dreams a reality."
Ooh,
that's that to me is key.
Yeah,
and that's kind of where I based a lot of my thoughts and what I believe is making your dream a success, whatever that is. You know, that creating that reality is success. And that's kind of where I thought. What do you think, Chase?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And going back a little bit, reverse is you nailed it spot on when you said, you know, the accomplishment or aim of a purpose. And I do think over time, we have different aims or purposes that we go after, you know, whereas some of you out there might be in high school, college, what have you, maybe you're going after that varsity basketball team, right? Or going through med school. Okay. And that is your purpose. That is, if you make that, if you accomplish that, that is success for you. Right. So I think over time, it definitely evolves. And what we want to do for you, for all of you, is really get into this because it's so meaningful. And how I see, you know, success is, there's a lot of areas to realize, but doing your best, when you say, is a big one. Is it can be achieved when you really try your best in all aspects of everything you do. Even if it doesn't lead to big results, it means you're being consistent and you're striving for that end goal. When you agree with that, or what do you think?
100%. I mean, I just think of, you can be as simple as a successful father, right? You know, mm-hmm. If your goal is that and striving to be, you know, a good husband, a good father, like, and you grow up to see children that, you know, give back to their community, that are good, right? You have you create a home where people can feel safe and loved. Hey, you've created success in your life. And it's just amazing how many different ways we can take it.
So true. Another one too is, you know, setting concrete goals. So a lot of people, and I used to do this too, story about this, but being realistic and setting goals, it doesn't come from setting abstract goals. If you know where you're heading, obviously it helps, and that is success in itself. Even if you don't ultimately arrive at that planned destination, eventually you will, right? And I've had that, I mean, in the past, I remember with school, for essence, it took me a while in some of these areas that I wanted to accomplish, and wasn't setting realistic goals at the time. I was taking way too much on and got bombarded and realized, wait, I gotta take a step back, gotta minimize this a little bit, and then go after that bigger goal, right? And I think we all do that sometimes. Maybe even work, you know.
And what's interesting is that sometimes these goals aren't convenient. You know, Eric Thomas once said that, you know, to be successful is never convenient. The things you have to go through are never convenient, but in going through them and consistently working towards that is. Towards that goal is what gets you to that success that you're looking for.
Yeah. I appreciate that. The other quote by Eric Thomas that you brought to the table, and going into another key aspect, is understanding differences, because sometimes we'll make goals and we'll base it off of these two areas. So understanding the difference of need and want, because different times in our life, we go throughout, you know, there's those needs, but then the want. For example, I want to have a Rivian truck by, you know, 20, I think, what, they come out 2021. So by 2022, however, I don't really need it, right?
Right.
But I do want it based on, you know, they're great. They did some great marketing, what have you, but it's a really fun, amazing all electric car. And at the same time, we have to realize like those differences and being able to understand how we're going to get there and which ones are acceptable or not. You know what I mean?
Totally. And, you know, that's another thing in reality is that, I mean, and that's a conversation in itself, man, like between want and need, right? Because you can successfully get what you want and not what you need and vice versa, right? But, going back to the idea of at the end, you know, what is that success? Whether it's what you want, whether it's what you need, you know, either way, there are certain ways to accomplish it, right? And you know, in kind of thinking of success, again, we'll change the word to success to famous people. Because when you think of famous, you think, well, they were successful in something, right? If it's a musician, you know, and they're famous, well, they were successful in something in the music industry. If they're an actor, same thing there. If they're in business, same thing there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, one of my favorite kind of entertainers, actors, musicians, all in there is Will Smith.
Oh, phenomenal. Yes, right? Definitely in my top five. Actually, top three.
Like, there isn't a movie that he hasn't come out with that I don't even need to look at the movie. I just see he's in it. I'm going to watch it, you know?
Yeah.
He's one of the very few actors that I can conveniently say that. So, and kind of understanding his trajectory and some of the things that he said, it's kind of really interesting where, you know, his approach to what he did really, it shifted once he realized his purpose of why he was doing what he was doing. Right. And one of the things that he separates in how you become successful is one is talent and one is skill. Right. Mm. You know, and that goes on anything. You can be a talented singer. You can be a talented father. You can be a talented engineer, right? And you can also learn to develop the skill to excel in there. And so he says, you know, the separation of talent and skill is one of the greatest misunderstood concepts for people who are trying to excel, or in other words, be successful, who have dreams that want to do things. Talent you have naturally, but the skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft. And I think that, you know, that really puts things into perspective to me, because it's like, you know, if you've dedicated that time, you may have not realized where you were unless somebody shows you and shows you the comparison of where you were and where you became because of that constant work. That is success in itself, you know? You look at any talented person and that gave them some success, but putting in and creating that skill from hours of work took him to another level of success. So that's the other interesting part that we can have in a specific, with a specific goal, there could be different levels of success as well. Because you excelled at one point, and because of that effort, you then reached another level of excellence.
Yeah, I like that. That was great. Insight in what you brought to the table there. Guys, also what with that, going off of what Josh was saying is success, being able to say no, right? Or success of being able to say no and knowing it's okay. Because you gotta look out for it's not necessarily being selfish, but your priorities and knowing what you need to give your attention to at any given time. And I remember when we first started this, there was a few weekends where I was doing editing and stuff, and some of my friends were like, hey, Chase, come out with us. We're going here, you know, downtown, we're going to Topgolf, or we're going to go up to the mountains. And I was like, I can't right now. I'm actually going to do something that's fulfilling to me and enjoyable. And at the time, they didn't really understand. Over the course of time, right, they started to understand and get recognition for it, right? And so I think that's key too, because a lot of people go through that, especially athletes. They're pushed against the wall, right, with just rigorous training. And sometimes people don't really appreciate or understand that. Just thought I'd bring it up.
Well, you know, you, by saying that, it makes me think of two things, because, you know, when you have to say no in order to being able to say no in order to be successful, sometimes you feel that you failed in something, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of leads into another aspect, that you don't become successful unless you failed in some way or another. And I think that's a very strong and hard concept to understand. But I mean, we can even see that from other famous people and successful people that had said that. I mean, Napoleon Hill, for example, you know, in Think and Grow Rich, has talked about how adversity and every failure and every heartbreak carries with it the seed of an equal or greater benefit, right? So, you know, both success and failure are largely the results of something really interesting called habit, right?
Yeah.
Both of those things that Point Hill mentioned.
Yeah. And I like you bring that up, because those that we have on the show, guys, it comes down to, there's going to be a lot of amazing, fun stories and tips that these professionals bring to the table. And, you know, of course, we'll bring some too, but it really hits home when you have just a big melting pot that people can relate to. And so I like that Josh brought up failure, you know, basically equals success, as long as you're learning from that. And then a big key aspect to it is believing in yourself, right? Self-belief, it kind of doesn't come natural to everybody. So if you're able to tell yourself that you can achieve your plans, your goals, or you're doing great, when others don't believe in you, that in itself is going to really help you go up that mountain towards your path of success and your goals.
Well, and that, what you just mentioned here, kind of, you talked about an athlete and you know, staying on that path. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of people we sometimes don't realize that it's really about consistency. You know, when I think of an athlete, I mean, right off the top, you know, Michael Jordan, right? You think of Tiger Woods in golf, and anyone that you know has been so great in what they do, they have been had to be consistent in someone and something. And you know, I think I go back to my favorites, right? And one of my favorite, he, I don't know if you can consider him an athlete, but when it comes to gym, you know, today one of the people that has so much dedication to what he does, not only as an acting career, but also in his own kind of stamina and discipline.
And you're hyping this up. I love it.
I know. I'm getting ready. Is no other than Dwayne Johnson, right?
All right. Well, there we go. I was waiting for it. I was like,
all right.
Yeah. It
has to be. And you know, when you talk to him, you look at his career, where he kind of leveraged, you know, his career in WWE and taking that into acting. Talks about what we're doing today with all of you, right? Listening and seeing this is finding a way to connect with the audience. You know, understanding that each of us have a different trajectory in our life. We have different goals and aspirations, but at the end of the day, we all want to accomplish something, right? Whatever that is. And what Dwayne mentions is that, you know, he says it so clearly, success isn't always about greatness. Yeah. It's about consistency. Consistent hard work leads to success. And And I mean, I think that's one of the hardest things for us at times is keeping on with that goal, because all you see is that star in the distance, but you don't realize how many miles you've already gotten, you know, and all the successes you've already had, and all you see is what maybe you haven't accomplished. But when you take a moment back and you look at that, you realize, you know, it just takes one more step, it just takes one more road, just takes one more rep, one more call, one more anything, then is when that success comes. And that's what we need to just stay on the course.
Well said. No, seriously. And with that, I mean, man, took the words out of my mouth, Josh. You know, said something like that, and it was great. There we go. But seriously, guys, we want to hear from all of you too, by the way. So there'll be a place on our media accounts, website, where you can fill out, let us know what you'd love to hear about when it comes to SOS, success over struggles, right? Or maybe you have some crazy story or tips you want to share. Love that. We're all about having people on the show. So definitely check that out. But yeah, to conclude, I mean, we're all in this together, right? Josh nailed it on the spot. Is consistency is key, and especially with the story on The Rock. Love what you shared with that. So guys, keep it up. It is true. I mean, I remember looking back. Actually, you know, there's been some work, but even at Clear Link, man, back in the day when I was at Clear Link, like winning that top sales performer of the year in 2014, it was more so there was these strides to get there, and you don't realize it till after the fact and look back and say, oh yeah, okay, this is why. Okay, I get it now.
That extra call. It was just that extra time to design, man. Yeah. I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because one of the strongest success kind of reminders I learned at Clear Link. And maybe you remember it's the rent axiom by Rory Vaden. Success is never owned, it is only rented, and the rent is due every day, or in sales, every month.
Everything. Yeah. So guys, on that note, we're going to leave it at that, because that was that was powerful.
Thanks so much for listening to Success Over Struggles. We really appreciate you guys. Isn't that right, Josh?
Absolutely, Chase. We would not be here without all of you.
Continue pushing through your challenges on your path towards success.
And please don't forget to hit the subscribe button here on the podcast, YouTube, or Instagram. We know everyone says this, but seriously, there's so much more to come, and it'll keep getting better.
Lastly, feel free to write us a review, and if you feel that there's a super interesting story you'd like to share with the world, DM us. There's a good chance you'll be on the show.